Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Goomba and Gator Show.
Good morning, good morning.
The Goomba and Gator Show.
Yes.
Is that what we're still calling it? The show?
The show.
The show. The show of shows for all your football needs.
Yep, that's right.
We're getting pretty close to it, I think. Anyway, dude, you know what I saw this morning?
What?
I saw your doppelganger.
What?
Have you ever heard of a doppelganger?
No.
A doppelganger is like a thing that it's like a creature or something, right? And it takes your form. You ever seen that movie? There's a movie that came out not that long ago that I watched, Us or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like this family.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That doppelgangers. Was a movie. That's what they are. It's like these things that take your appearance and stuff and like move into your life.
Okay.
As I was coming here this morning, I came down the street, you know, I live on kind of a hill, and I was sitting at that stop sign, and this blue truck is coming this way, and I thought, it's a Ford. I was like, what's Goomba doing down here already? It's like not even 9 o'clock, because yeah. I had a meeting this morning. As the guys that goes by, I'm looking in the truck, and I'm like, holy crap. It was an F-150. It wasn't a Ranger like what you got, but I was like, holy crap, that could be Goomba right there. I had to double take. I was like, what in the world?
I have a couple of those.
You've got a doppelganger or a couple twins out there.
Yeah. The guy from that show when they hawk stuff.
Pawn Stars.
Porn Stars.
Oh, geez. Pawn Stars. Oh, Rick.
Rick. Somebody told me I look like him. There's another guy that
I never thought about that, but I guess I can see it.
Him, and then there's another actor, Italian actor. He's bald, chubby. I can't remember his name. My mother-in-law sent me a picture. She goes, that could be your twin. He even acts like you.
I've been compared to a donkey in the movies Shrek sometimes.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
All right, anyway,
yeah.
Enough of that.
It was a good week last week.
That was a pretty interesting week, man. Let's start with this recap of the games real quick. See how everybody did. What did we do here? The Steelers beat the Bengals.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot about this game. The Ravens destroyed the Niners, right?
That's down at the bottom of the list, sir. We're going to start at the top.
No, I was looking at my notes. I forgot.
No, you're right. They did.
I forgot. So how things are different.
We probably not by much. Didn't we both pick the 49ers?
Yeah, so I got 144 and 93, and you got 139 and 99.
Oh.
That's what it is.
All right.
That's what it is.
We can just leave it off the board. You got the Steelers over the Bengals, which was kind of a shocker.
Yeah.
Mason Rudolph did start that game, and he hit Pickens for two long touchdowns in that game. George Pickens went for almost 200 yards on only four receptions.
I know.
He was smoking them, man.
I know.
The Bills barely beat the Chargers by 2 points.
Yep.
I'm just going to move on. I don't want to talk about it. You got the Falcons beat the Chargers. The Falcons beat the Colts.
Yep.
Which was kind of surprising to me because I felt like the Colts were riding strong, but the Falcons are still playing for that division.
Yeah, those Colts, I don't know.
I don't either. I can't tell.
I mean, they're fighting for the division too. You know, since the Jags are slipping.
Jags are slipping.
I mean, they're right there.
Yep.
So
we'll get into that with the injury report. Trevor Lawrence didn't practice.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, the Colts really needed to win that. The Falcons needed to win too.
Yeah.
Obviously to stay in the hunt, but anyway, Seahawks redeemed themselves. Geno came back, beat the Titans. The Lions beat the Vikings.
Yeah.
Lions look like they're back on track.
They need to be.
The Jets squeaked one out over the Commanders. The Jets scored 30 points.
Let me tell you,
30 points.
And they scored 20 on Thursday. Where was this all season?
Trevor Siemian, man.
I mean, wow.
You guys are putting in the wrong quarterback, apparently.
Yeah.
Simeon's probably going to have the backup job next year.
I mean, granted, we still need a line, but wow, if we had a line, I could imagine what their record would be. Because they lost some close ones.
Yeah. That was a close one. Zuerlein hit that field goal with 5 seconds left.
Yeah.
Breece Hall finally had a decent game, though. He did good. 20 carries for 95 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 12 receptions for 96 yards.
And on Thursday night, too, 2 weeks in a row, he had a... He's starting to look...
I feel like some of that might be the quarterback.
Yeah.
Trevor Siemian's actually kind of using his guys.
Yep.
All right, then you got the Packers eked one out over the Panthers.
Yeah, that was close.
Yeah.
That was real close.
You really can't sleep on any NFL team.
No. Nope.
You know?
I mean, if they had better game management, the Packers would have lost.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Then you've got the Browns over the Texans. The Browns just keep on going, man.
They're getting hot. Joey Falco is...
Oh, man.
Wow.
So for that particular game, because when we get into the other games, they just played on Thursday. We can talk about that, too. But what's funny about this picture of Joe Flacco right here, it's Joe Flacco in a green jersey. He's still got his Jets jersey on.
I mean, anyway, where was this Falco last year?
Bro, I don't know. He threw for 368 and 3 touchdowns in that game.
Huh?
Amari Cooper set a franchise record for 265 receiving yards that game. The Bucks beat the Jags, which I don't know what's going on with the Jags, man.
They're slipping.
They're worse than last year.
Slipping.
They were supposed to be like this. I mean, they were looking to beat this year.
The first half of the first half they were.
Yeah. I don't know what happened now.
Yeah. Well, Lawrence has been banged up for the last few weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Baker Mayfield had a good game that game. 283 with 2 touchdowns, no picks. Good job, Baker.
Yep.
The Bears continue to figure out how to squeak wins out here and there over the Cardinals, 27-16. Even with Kyler Murray back, doesn't look like the Cardinals are...
Yeah.
Meh. Yeah, they're just meh.
Yeah.
One of my favorite games over the week, though, is the Dolphins beat the Cowboys.
Which, that was...
That was a good game.
Yeah.
22-20.
Yep.
I mean, and that was big for both teams.
Because
both teams have struggled with winning teams.
Yep.
And so, the Dolphins pulling that off, that definitely gave them a little more street cred. And the Cowboys losing... I saw a funny meme.
Every time the Cowboys lose, there's great memes.
It's got to do with the one star. And it was like, that's not their logo. It's their rating. One star.
Nice.
I'm sorry. Anyway. You know, and I don't mind Dak Prescott as a quarterback so much. I just don't know what it is about the Cowboys. It's like,
Yeah, I don't know.
You're either a fan or you're not.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Jeff Gordon in NASCAR. You either liked him or you didn't.
Yeah.
There was hardly any in-betweens. And the Patriots, man. Gosh darn it. The Patriots won over the Broncos.
They're that team where...
They're that team that you cannot count out ever.
Who cares what their record is? They will come to play.
They're coming to make a statement.
Yeah.
And they made it against the Broncos.
Yep.
And it's gotten... I actually got something on that Russell Wilson benching. Something that I read. I'll read that. I'll get to that in a second. So that... Slides the Broncos down. It's going to make their playoff chances pretty rough. Now they switch quarterbacks, too. The Monday night games, man. You had the Raiders over the Chiefs.
Raiders, man. They're looking good.
The Raiders are another team that's like all of a sudden like, man, you can't sleep on them.
Nope. They're looking good.
And the Chiefs. I don't know what's up with the Chiefs, man.
I don't know.
Their offense is just... You know, I don't know.
And then the Chiefs got another hard game this week. I mean, they could lose.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
They could, if the Raiders stay hot.
Right. The Raiders and Broncos, I mean, they're looking
up. Yeah, but the Raiders look way better than all three. I think they're the best team out of all three. As of right now, the Raiders are hot.
They didn't even use, it was the running back. They didn't use Jacobs that much. It was that White.
Yeah, and Jacobs is out again this week.
Is he?
Yep.
Yeah. I don't think I'd worry about it if that guy can do what he did last week. Nope. All right.
I picked him up.
The Eagles the Eagles beat the Giants 33-25. Looks like the Eagles finally decided to right their ship a little bit.
They need to.
And then the Ravens didn't just eke a win out over the 49ers.
No, they destroyed.
They made a statement against the 49ers.
Yeah.
Of
what did Purdy throw? What, four picks or something like that?
Purdy threw four picks, no touchdowns.
Yep.
This is probably his worst NFL game.
It was.
Which, I mean, at some point you got to say, okay, the guy hasn't really had a horrible game.
He's human.
He's human, and he was definitely due.
He got humbled.
And I feel like, you know, it's sometimes it's a good thing to lose because it makes you go, okay.
Yeah.
But know truthfully, what we right there, on.
That game, I could see that beating the Super Bowl.
Oh, I could too.
Those two teams.
Because they're, man. You know what's funny? Not to bring this up, but you know, Rick, I use this webpage here for looking at the games, and here at the bottom, it's got that guy Rick from Pawn Stars on it.
Does it?
Looking at the comparison. There's an ad down here. I'm kind of curious. It says Pawn Star pleads guilty. Goodbye, Pawn Stars. I don't know what he did.
The whole families have been arrested lately.
Have they?
But look at that. Don't we look alike?
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
You do.
I know.
Doggone it. Wow. Okay. Back on track. All right. How do we do on our picks?
Exactly? I was in New York having dinner with my cousin.
Right.
And we're getting up, going to pay the bill or something. And a guy stopped me and asked me if I was him.
Oh, really?
And I'm saying, and at first I'm like, I didn't think of it.
You didn't put two and two together?
No, it took me a while. Because I don't really watch the show, you know?
So I've seen it.
I've seen it, but I don't watch it. And yeah, he literally stopped me to see if I was him. I'm like, wow.
Huh. Well, there is an uncanny resemblance. I'm not going to lie there. Especially after I'm physically looking at this guy right here. It's... Where'd he go?
You should post that up in my picture right next to each other.
I should. I'm not gonna close that webpage to make sure I can get that back to that later. Oh man. Alright, how do we do on our picks, man? Week 16.
Alright, so we went.
Gumba can't read his own writing.
Oh, no, the Nana game screwed me up.
He scribbles in crayons.
So, I went 9-7.
Okay. That's not horrible.
And you went...
Come on.
9-6.
How'd you go 9-7 and I went 9-6?
I don't know.
I don't either.
We lost that one. Oh no. You went 10-6, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the totals are Goomba is 144.93.
Yeah.
Gator is 139.99. Head to head, I am 38.36, and you are 34.40.
We're close head to head. You know, I got to be honest, man. I thought we'd do a little bit better.
For what?
I don't know. Our picks.
Yeah.
I honestly thought, I don't know. This year has been interesting, though. Who could have predicted all the backup quarterbacks? And then you're calling guys off the couch that are sitting at home.
And then all the stars getting hurt. The playmakers.
All your playmakers are getting hurt and other guys are having to step up. I mean, who really would have predicted this season? It's been an interesting season.
Yeah. Oh, no, it definitely has.
It really has, man.
But yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. All right, so what do you got on Russell Wilson?
All right, real quick before we take the break, Russell Wilson, I thought this was interesting. So what they did is, because you know he's getting benched this week, right? Or he's getting probably going to be benched the rest of the year. And this is why. Apparently it came out that they went to him and said, you either change your clause in your contract or we're benching you. They wanted him to renegotiate his contract. Because if he is unable to pass a physical by like the fifth day of the new NFL league year after this season, the fifth day after the new league year starts, if he cannot pass a physical, he is guaranteed $37 million for being hurt.
So they benched him?
So they're, because he did not want to take that out of his contract, they said, you're going to ride the pine then.
So they're going to risk their season to make the playoffs.
Yes.
Just for $37 million.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they don't try to get him to restructure his entire contract.
If I was him, I wouldn't. You wanted me. You paid for me. Now you got me.
Well, it's not like he was picking it back up. He wasn't the same old Russell Wilson, but he was definitely there. Doing better.
Oh, he from the first half of the year till recent?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he was looking like the old Wilson.
And compared last year to this year?
Oh, big difference.
Come on, man. I thought that was some pretty shady dealings, man.
Yeah.
I'm losing a little respect for Sean Payton with that one.
Yep. They're giving up the season. That's unbelievable. If I was the fan base, I'd be pissed.
So, I don't know. I thought that was some dirty work, man.
Yeah.
But all right, let's take our first quick break. And when we come back, we'll get into week 17. All right.
All right.
Everybody come on back.
Time's up and it's only getting colder. Feel the weight of the world on my shoulders. I won't bow down to your boulders. fire, now we settle the score.
Thanks for tuning in to Warrior X Radio. Be sure to check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget to follow and like us. We promise to love you forever, and please, don't forget to tell a friend.
Thank you, Hope, for telling everybody about our Facebook and Instagram. You can follow us there. We would appreciate it. Really quick, some of our programs and shows that we have. We have the Sunday Slowdown every Sunday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Good acoustic stuff. Monday Madness, 10 p.m. to midnight on Mondays. That is some really heavy good stuff. You might want to do your neck exercises before you listen to that. Good head banging. Then we have our Throwback Thursday from 5 to 7. We're playing some of our favorites from the 80s, some early 90s. That's going to get a refresh coming up pretty soon. Then we have our wonderful shows. We have, where's my cursor? Uh-oh, somebody didn't silence their phone. We've got Gator Swamp, which is my show. Co-host, different topics, interviews, listener giveaways. You got to follow us on Facebook and Instagram to figure out when that is. We've got this wonderful show here, the Goomba and Gator Show. Every Saturday at 10 a.m. we talk football, and then we replay this show on Sundays at 10 a.m. for more football. There's still time to get in any questions, any fantasy, any whatever you want. You can send them to Goomba at warriorxradio.org. You can also message us on Facebook or Instagram, or use the contact form on the website.
Yes.
We also have Blessed Beats that plays every Saturday night. That'll be on tonight. That's at 8 p.m. Join Marcus Sullivan as he counts down the weekly top 10 in positive hip-hop. Sometimes he has artist interviews. There's a podcast on there by Real Refined. And DJ Wiz spins it up a little bit. It's good stuff. And just so everybody knows, they are on vacation. So what plays tonight will be a replay. And then we also have a new syndicated show coming.
Really?
It's called Movement Radio with the Transform DJs. This is some great positive EDM music. I've been listening to it, thinking about it, and I think I'm going to throw it on. It'll be the new year when we get that. We got to sit down and figure out when we want to play it and stuff like that. So, but that'll be coming to you soon, too. All right. And that's all that, man.
All right.
Are you ready? Week.
Let's do it.
17.
All right.
Let's get on these games. First one. Let's talk about them Browns and Jets.
No. Oh, that game.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and let's touch on this. The Browns won. Joe Flacco went for over 300 yards again with three touchdowns.
Yeah, but most of it came in the first half. The second half, it was like so quiet compared to the first half. It was like two different games.
They laid a goose egg in the third quarter. Well, both teams laid a goose egg in the third quarter, and both teams only scored a field goal in the fourth.
Yep.
Either way, the Jets lost.
Yeah.
With Joe Flacco crushing it again. David Njoku. That game.
Dude, the first quarter, he was over 100?
He was crazy in that first quarter. First half. He slowed down after that.
Oh, he slowed down big time. About time they adjusted.
But, wow. But, yeah, so your Browns beat the Jets 37-20.
Yep.
When we get to the playoffs here in just a little bit after we go through the games, the Browns are somebody you got to look at.
Oh, yeah.
Watch out. Joe's on a mission.
Oh, yeah, they are. I mean, you figure they're right there with Miami with the same record.
Yeah.
And Baltimore, they need a win to keep that division.
They do.
Or the Browns could come and steal that.
I don't know. Baltimore is looking so good.
You know? Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the other games real quick. Let's start off with the game that's playing later today.
Yes.
Saturday.
We got the Lions and the Cowboys.
The Lions and the Cowboys. Your notable injuries for this game is for the Lions, C.J. Gardner-Johnson is out with the pectoral. And your Cameron Sutton is questionable with the toe. James Houston is out with an ankle. So that's some defensive players on your Lions. And for the Cowboys, they don't necessarily have anybody, at least not on this list, that's super notable that is out.
Who are you picking?
I'm going to pick the Lions.
I am too.
The game's ended in Dallas. Am I reading this right?
It's in Dallas.
Yeah, it is in Dallas, and Dallas has the line by 6 points.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't know about that. I mean, Dallas does play good at home.
Yeah, but that line is a little bit. If I was a gambling man, I would pick the Lions for sure.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
With that spread, hell yeah. All right, next up, Dolphins, Ravens. I'm undecided with this one so far.
Man, you want to jump to that one already, huh?
I'm just going down my list.
This is a tough one to pick because it's in Baltimore. Baltimore only has the line by 3.5 points.
I'm going Ravens.
This is a tough one. I'm going to...
They both need the win.
Jalen Waddle is out. Xavier Howard is questionable. And
ain't
then Hill, for the Ravens.
Ain't Hill questionable too?
Who?
Hill.
He'll play. He's going to play. You can put him as questionable, but he'll play. The Ravens, Zay Flowers is questionable with a calf. Boy, this is a tough one.
It is.
I think Raheem Mostert is actually questionable as well.
I got Ravens.
Man, I hate to go against the Dolphins, but I feel like I'm almost going to have to. I'm going to go with the Ravens.
All right. Next up.
I can't fall behind anymore.
Patriots-Bills.
Patriots-Bills.
I can see this as an upset, to be honest with you. But I'm going Buffalo, but I got a gut feeling.
You know, those gut feelings haven't proven wrong to too many times this year, because you'll be like, I'm taking this team, but I got a gut feeling. And
yep.
The Bills have a 14-point spread on this one.
Yeah, that's insane, too. That's insane.
Oh, man. I mean, I feel like you got to take the Bills just because, but I could definitely see.
Me, too.
Where.
Me, too.
You know.
So you're taking Buffalo?
Yeah, as much as it pains me. You've got a couple defensive players for their injuries on the Patriots. The Buffalo Bills, they're looking pretty good.
And next stop, Falcons at the Bears. And I'm going Bears. I'm liking the Bears these days.
Chicago actually has a line on this by 2.5. It's in Chicago.
Yep.
Notable injuries down here. For the Bears, Darnell Mooney. Cole Kmet is questionable. Darnell Mooney is out. Really, for the Falcons, there's not any huge notables on this list. You're taking the Bears?
Yep.
I'm going to take the Bears, too. If it was in Atlanta, I'd take Atlanta.
The Bears is playing good these days, the last couple of weeks. They're not winning it all, but they're getting close.
They're figuring it out, which kind of points to the whole thing is Justin Fields going to still be there next year.
Yeah. I mean, he's making a good case.
He is. I don't know, though. I don't know if they go ahead and trade him anyway or not, though.
Well, they got the first pick and the fifth pick
or
something.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, they could get a quarterback and that receiver. Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hell of a...
I mean, they could. And then, I mean, Justin Fields may be playing for his next team.
Yeah. All right, next up, Raiders at the Colts.
I'm taking the Raiders.
I'm liking the Raiders.
The Colts really need to win to try and hang in this thing. But
same thing with the Raiders, though.
But so do the Raiders. I mean, the Colts are tied with Jacksonville right now. They're both 8-7.
Yeah.
And Houston is 8-7. I mean, this is last couple games. This is for that division.
Oh, I mean, there's a lot. The next 2 weeks.
Huge.
There's so
huge
many games. So many teams need wins.
Yeah. The Raiders, Josh Jacobs, says he's doubtful.
Yeah, he's out.
He probably will be out. And as far as the Colts go, Zach Moss is out with a forearm injury. Michael Pittman Jr. is questionable. Did not clear concussion protocol as of yesterday.
All right, you good?
Yeah, I was just looking at some of these team comparisons.
Next up?
Do you know the Colts are 10th in the league with points scored per game?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Minshew mania, baby. Okay.
Panthers, Jags.
The Jags. Taking the Jags.
I'm taking the Panthers.
Are you?
Yeah.
I like it. I like your moxie. It's not going to happen. This is in Jacksonville. Jacksonville's only favored by 4 points. Jacksonville has, again, needs to win because...
The last couple of weeks, the Panthers upset and came really close last week. They're
not laying down for nobody.
Nope, they're not.
They got stuff to prove, I suppose. Notables for your Panthers, there's a couple of some of their defense is questionable. For the Jaguars, Zay Jones is questionable with a knee. Trevor Lawrence is out.
Yep.
Ooh.
Too bad. I put it in already.
No, I may have to. Nope. That's my pick.
Put it down. Document is signed.
Well, that's what I get for not doing my homework before we started.
And you just said it earlier that he was out.
I said earlier he didn't practice. He didn't practice, but he was still questionable. I guess now he's officially been ruled as out.
All right, next one.
So that means that, I mean, this game is even bigger for the Colts.
I know.
This could be it. With their backup quarterback.
Colts and Houston.
Hey, what happens, say, the Colts? What happens if the Colts win that division with their backup Gardner Minshew? What about their first-round draft pick there, Anthony Richardson? He's just hanging out on the bench. He didn't have anything to do with any of these wins this year.
I know.
Because he was hurt, and when he did play, he wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Obviously, Bryce Young from the Panthers, he was the guy they should have picked.
Yep.
But what happens?
You never know. We might have an MVP backup.
Wouldn't that be something?
You never know.
It's not going to be as shocking as a kicker.
Yeah.
But that would be something.
All right, next up, Titans versus Texans. I'm going Texans.
I'm
going
to go with the Texans. Can't seem to. There it is. I'm going to go with the Texans because, you know, they're another one of those 8-7 teams in that same division that we're talking about. Yep. That could take the lead of the division.
Yep.
Let's see. Notables. The Texans got some defensive players. Is C.J. Stroud playing?
I would think so. Why
would
he? I would
think so, too. I don't know, because I thought he was hurt, but it's not on this injury report right here, but this injury report's kind of brief.
Yeah. Yeah, but they should show that.
I would think they would show that. Oh, I can do that. It doesn't say he's out, so.
Yeah.
Let's go. Texans. Right.
Rams, Giants.
Oh, man, you know the Rams are going to win this one.
Yep.
I don't know what's gotten into the Rams, but whatever it is.
They're on fire.
They are on fire.
They're like Cleveland. They're like Cleveland.
They are finding their groove. Right at the right time. So for the Rams, though, you do have Puka Nacua is questionable with a hip injury. And then for the Giants, Wendell Robinson is questionable with quad injury. And that's pretty much it. Who's starting? Tommy DeVito's not starting, is he?
They're benched him.
Tyrod Taylor.
Last game.
Yeah.
Taylor's back in.
Well, the young man had some
moxie.
Had some moxie while he had some good time while he had his moment in the.
He'll get there.
In the sun.
He showed promise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm sure if Tyrod Taylor starts stinking it up, they'll put him back in.
Yep.
And especially with this game being in New York, if they do that, I bet the stadium just erupts.
Oh, they love him.
You'll be able to hear him.
Love him. They love that Tommy.
Times Square.
All right. Next up, Cardinals, Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah, this is my other, I could see an upset.
I could too, because it's like these.
It's the Eagles.
It's the Eagles. And they just can't, they can do it. They've been doing it, but it's like, So your notable injuries on the Cardinals. Kyler Murray is actually questionable with an illness. Marquise Brown. Hollywood Brown is out with a heel injury. A couple defensive people. For your Eagles. Oh, jeez. Your tight end. A tight end is questionable with a hamstring injury. I don't even want to try it. Albert. Okwungum-bungum.
Wow.
Yep. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
That was nice. Then they have like three cornerbacks who are out. But Eagles.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can bet against them.
All right. Here's another good game. Saints, Bucks. I'm going with the Bucks.
Man, this is going to be a good game. It's in Tampa. Tampa's only favored by 2-3. But I don't think you could bet against the Bucks being in Tampa right now.
But who you got?
The Bucks.
You're not going to take over the lead if you keep on picking the same ones.
Pick some different ones then. Alvin Kamara is questionable this game. On that one. And Shaq Barrett is out with the Bucks. That's big on the defensive side. That's pretty much it.
All right.
I think Baker's going to have a good game.
Easy one. 49ers at the Redskins.
There's no such thing as an easy one. Definitely taking the 49ers on this one. It's in Washington. The 49ers are favored by, this might be the biggest spread, man. 13.5?
No, we had 15.
Did we have 15?
Well, this will be a nice bounce back game for the Niners.
Right.
Should
they need it. I mean, and this would be a good chance for them to. Whatever we got going on wrong, we got to fix. We'll just roll on to the next game.
All right. Here's another big game. Steelers-Seahawks at Seahawks. I'm going with the Steelers.
Pittsburgh's favored by 3.5 on this one.
I'm going with the Steelers.
This is a tough one. It's in Seattle, though. You're going to go with the Steelers even though they're in Seattle?
Yep.
Notable injuries. Minka Fitzpatrick for the Steelers is out. It says Kenny Pickett is questionable, but I don't know.
He didn't play last week either.
Yeah, I don't. It's questionable with an ankle, but you'd have to look that up and probably see if they're going with Mason Rudolph again anyway. The Seahawks got a few people on injured. Walker III is questionable.
I mean, your Steelers are in ninth place.
DK Metcalf is questionable.
Steelers are in ninth place for the playoffs.
I'll take Seattle.
All right, good.
Yep. We can do it that way.
All right, next up, another good game. Bengals, Chiefs. I'm going Bengals.
In Kansas City?
Yep.
I'm going to pick the Chiefs. Oh, man, it's tough, though, isn't it?
Yep.
Isaiah Pacheco is questionable with a concussion. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is questionable with an illness. Mecole Hardman is questionable with a thumb. Kadarius Tooney is out. Oh, you know what? I'm with the Bengals.
Change it.
Kadarius Tooney is out with a hip injury. Holy cow. Jamar Chase is questionable with the shoulder. Wow.
Good pick.
I probably blew that one.
And you know, Kansas City was a top dog.
Man, well,
they already fell to third seed, and they have a good chance of going to fourth seed.
The last couple games have really hurt them, because when you look at like points per game, they're second. Total yards per game, second. Passing yards against per game, second. But I don't know. These past few games, their offense is just not clicking.
All right, well, here's a tough one to pick. Chargers, Broncos.
Oof.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
I'm going to go with the Broncos.
I might go Chargers.
You might as well.
Yeah, I'm going Chargers.
This is at Empire Field. Denver's got the line on it by 3.5. I'm going to go with Denver. I'm sad that Russell Wilson's not starting.
If he was, I would have went with the Broncos.
But we'll see. We'll see what the other guys got, I guess.
All right, last game of the year.
Yep.
Packers at Minnesota. Big game.
This is a huge game for those guys.
Big game.
I
mean, granted, none of them are in the playoffs as of yet, but the Vikings hold the 8th seed, and the Packers are in 10th seed. So, Vikings need this more than the Packers, I would say.
Well, I think so too, because the Packers, I mean, they've kind of exceeded expectations already. A lot of people were saying they'd go.
Well, the Packers got the Vikings and then the Bears next week. And the way the Bears are playing, I can see the Bears.
I was fitting to say, I don't know that they're going to just roll over either one of those teams.
Yeah.
But Jordan Love has been playing pretty good. I think the Vikings are starting somebody else again at quarterback.
And then Minnesota got the Packers and then the Lions next week. So they definitely need a win this week.
I'm picking the Pack this week. I'm going to pick the Pack. I think Jordan Love keeps it moving. And Minnesota, this is like their however many different quarterback. So I'm taking the Pack.
All right, we're going head-to-head 5 times.
All right. I like it. I like it.
5 times.
All right, so real quick, let's just jaunt over this playoff picture real quick. Because, I mean, as far as key games and who needs a win, everybody.
Everybody that is 8-7 and 7-8.
Yep.
In both leagues.
In both sides.
Yep. I mean, you got Buffalo right on Miami.
Yep.
You got Cleveland right on Baltimore.
Right on Baltimore.
And then you have the AFC South. Anybody can win it.
Yep.
You got 3 teams fighting for number 1 spot. The NFC, you got Dallas right on Philly. And then the NFC South is open. Anybody could take it.
Yep. Bucks right now hold that one.
But, I mean, Buffalo needs to win. The Falcons, the Colts, the Jags, the Texans. The Eagles need to win to stay above Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, you got the Dolphins and the Cowboys.
That's
Steelers,
exciting, man.
Seahawks, Bengals, Chiefs. I mean, you name it. There's so many teams that need a win this week.
That are just right there.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good for playoff thing, you know, it's good for fans to see that. Man, this is interesting.
It's good that the playoffs ain't set couple weeks ago.
Right.
You know, it's going down to next week to decide who's in the playoffs. And that makes it more interesting and fun and everything else.
Yeah. Those wild cards really are meaning something this year.
And sometimes those wild cards are the best games.
Yeah.
All right, my upsets.
Yeah, what you got for upsets?
I can see the Patriots.
Right.
I can see the Chargers. I can see the Giants, the Bengals, and the Cardinals.
Those are some pretty good upsets.
But my gut feeling says Patriots out of those. I don't know. Patriots, man.
Man, I know. They can't. And I don't know. You can't count them out. They still playing for pride, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to jump to a quick break. And when we come back, the Goomba's going to give us a little bit of fantasy advice if you're still rolling in your fantasy leagues. We're going to wrap it up. And so come on back. This next one's by Tremonti.
Ready.
Have seen, no, have you forgot? Where's your value?
Okay, so you got Miami playing. We're talking about the way the playoff picture's shaking out right now.
As of right now.
Real quick, as of right now, yeah, this is what
you got. I'll lay it out.
Lay it out.
Baltimore has the bye.
Baltimore's got the bye. This is as of right now without any more games being played.
Miami will play the Colts.
Miami, the Colts. Okay.
Kansas City will play Buffalo.
Oh, that's, I don't like that one.
And then Jacksonville will play Cleveland.
Oh.
Cleveland's going to destroy Jacksonville.
Cleveland, I think, would win. The only one I don't like there is, I don't think, the way they're playing right now, I don't think Kansas City can beat Buffalo.
I don't think so either.
So, I don't like that.
And then the NFC, as of right now, San Fran will have the bye.
San Fran's a bye. I see that.
And then you have Philly playing Seattle.
Okay.
Detroit playing the Rams, which that would be a good
game. Okay, those are both good games, I think. I think so.
And then Tampa Bay playing Dallas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Those are some competitive games, I think.
The NFC is going to be tough.
The NFC is really going to be tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Looking good.
But then again, tomorrow, it's going to be a brand new ball game.
I was going to say tomorrow.
It's going to be a brand new ball game.
So many bubble games right there.
Yep.
One win and one win, one loss. One win could propel you to be solidly in.
Yep.
One loss and you're falling out the bottom.
Well, you figure any 7-8 team loses, you're done.
Right.
You're out.
You're going to be crawling.
And then
the basement's shut.
There's so many 8-7 teams that you lose, you're done.
Who's your dark horse in all this, though? Like, who's going to come from behind and just, like, be like, watch me work?
AFC?
AFC.
As of right now.
Don't do it.
As of right now, you have Buffalo already sealed up the ninth seed. Unless they lose two in a row. So, I mean, the sixth seed.
Right.
Because they're 9-6. But then you have the Colts, 8-7, holding strong on the 7 seed. And then Houston's 8-7. Pitt is 8-7. Cincinnati's 8-7.
Who's your dark horse, though? Like, who's going to come out from the basement just swinging and pull off one of these playoff spots?
I like the Raiders.
The Raiders?
I like, but I mean, they're in 11th spot right now, but.
They are. They need help. They need a little help because they need those 8-7 teams to lose, but.
It's either the Raiders or Pittsburgh. For the AFC.
Think so?
Yeah.
What about the NFC?
I like the Raiders, man. They're playing good. All right, so NFC. Sixth seed and seventh seed is not secure, so it's open.
I think the Rams, for me in the NFC.
Yeah, but if they get a hiccup, they're screwed. Because you got Rams and Seattle at 8-7.
Oh, they do.
And that's the 6-7 seed right as of right now.
Mm-hmm,
but then you got your 7-8 teams. Minnesota, Atlanta,
and Green Bay,
and New Orleans.
But none of them are better than the Rams.
No.
I think the Rams are better than...
But don't forget, your Tampa Bay ain't secure yet. At the fourth seed.
Right.
So who knows?
If they lose
They might be fighting for the seventh or eighth or sixth seed.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Man.
Tomorrow's going to tell a lot. Tomorrow we should have a better pitcher, I should say.
Yep. Either way,
we won't.
What a good season.
Yeah.
An interesting season, a good season. You got any fantasy advice for us? For
sleepers?
Anybody out there that's still out there swinging in their fantasy league?
This is the last week. Last week for...
I'm playing for third place right now.
I'm playing third place in one and fifth in the other two.
Yeah, I'm playing for third.
Well, sleepers, Kyler Murray.
My team... Dunk last week. Like I was playing against the first place team and I was projected to win. My team played the worst. I had two guys that had double digits. Two. Everybody else had single digits.
I lost.
It was horrible.
I lost by 2 points.
Oh.
And I had Reed. I forgot to take him out. And he didn't play.
Way to go.
And I still lost by 2 points.
You would have had it.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Anyway. Who's your sleepers this week?
Quarterback, Murray.
Okay.
Running back, Hubbard. Herbert. Whatever his name is. Wide receiver.
Khalil Herbert.
Yeah. Chuba.
Okay. Chuba who?
And then wide Chuba receiver, Wubba. DeMarcus Chuba. Robinson.
Chuba Wubba. Okay.
Tight end, Evert.
Okay.
And the Rams defense.
I like that Rams defense.
That's what I got for sleepers.
I like that line.
Yeah. It's going to be an interesting 2 days.
I can't believe how much you really look like this dude Rick from Pawn Stars. I'm looking at it again. Gosh darn it.
All right, hold on. Let me get you another picture.
All right. Well, that pretty much is going to do it for us, I think. So, good luck with your fantasy if you're still in it. Again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything, you can always email us at the station, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I got to look at this. Oh, that guy. You look more like this guy, Rick.
He talks like me?
Yeah. Tone Lokish.
What is his name? Dominic.
Dominic.
Lombardo Zodi, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll send you this picture. You can post up both of them and see what I look like.
Which one does Goomba look more like? All right, so stay tuned for that on the Facebook, right? Oh, man. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us then, correct? Unless you got anything else.
That's it.
I don't have anything else. All right.
That's it.
That is it. Good luck.
Good luck. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I guess the next show we'll be doing will be next year.
Yeah.
It'll be next year. All right.
Good luck on your fantasy teams, your championships.
Yep. Good luck.
Have a safe New Year.
Have a safe New Year. Be smart. If you drink, don't drive. Call an Uber. That's a thing. Be smart. Other than that, all right. That's it for us.
All right. Happy New Year.
We out.